Okay, I want to finish up very quickly the third part of our Minhagim section. We were discussing a talus. Okay, there are just a few more things about a talus. First of all, more of a halachic issue. Do you make a bracha when you put on a talus? When you daven for the Amud in Shul? The Shul owns the talus. The Shul, most Batei Knesiyos, they give the talus to the one that is davening. It's yours for the time. You're davening for the Amud, take it. Use it. Do you make a bracha? So there are two opinions. One approach, many do this, they do make a bracha. Just in this time, when you wear a talus from Shul, you make a bracha? It's a long story. Do you? I'm asking what you do.
No, I don't.
You don't.
It's a rug here.
A shulman?
He did something somehow.
He didn't give it to the people. So the rub was machmir that it doesn't belong to the people. That's very unusual. The rub said that the talus does not belong to the person who used it. Therefore, it's a talus shu'ula, and a talus shu'ula, you don't make a bracha. That's very interesting.
I'm not sure I'm getting it.
That's a chiddush, okay?
I'm not sure I'm putting it.
Some shu'ula, adraba, take it. It's for yours. Like Elijah, they have a whole rack of talisos. Take it. It's your talus. So when you go down to the Amud, it's your talus for the time. It's your talus. When you put on a talus, you must make a bracha. And indeed, there are many people that do make a bracha. When they take a shul talus down for the Amud, there are many b'nei Torah that will take the talus, they'll put it all over their head, and they'll make the bracha and swing it around, make sure you're not in their neighborhood, and get whipped. I used to get whipped every day. Every day I used to get whipped. Guy in front of me every day.
You're talking about what happens. If I go to another shul and want to use a shul talus,
right? What I'm saying.
You were talking about the shliach tzibur.
You go to another shul,
right?
You go to another shul, and they tell you, "Be mechaber us, daven for us, mincha." Okay, and there's a rack of talesos.
Right, I'm coming to daven.
Definitely you make a bracha. Those situations when you come to a shul and there's those type of shuls that have a rack and they have talesos. And there, it's a given. They're giving you those talesos. They're giving them to you to make a bracha. They're yours. That's a given. Those type of shuls where they have racks of talesos, make the bracha. I'm talking about when you go to like a yeshivish place, right? They don't have everyone. Bring your own self-service. Bring your own talis. But for the shliach tzibur, there's a talus, right? It's lying. No one folded it up even. It's just hanging over the umma. No one even had the decency to fold up the talus. And it's lying there. Go to the umma. Go daf. And it's Ashkenaz. You wear a talus. Wear a talus by mincha. So you go to the umma, you take a talus, you put the talus on, do you make a bracha? So some people will say, yeah, of course you make a bracha, because since this is a shul talus, the shul owns the talus, the shul is giving this talus to be the property of whoever will use it for mincha, and if it's your talis for that period of time, and you make a bracha. If it's your talis, the halacha is you are required to make a bracha. And many people.
What about a boy who's bar mitzvah?
Same thing.
Yeah,
yeah. If the boy, yeah, it's same exact thing. We're giving you the talis for this moment of time. It's your talis. Take the talis. Oh, you don't say, I'm going to come to that. That's why it's many people don't do it. But technically speaking, the interesting thing, there are people who make a bracha. I've seen my own eyes. A very big Ben Torah from YU. He used to be. He now lives in Eretz Yisrael. He was once a Magid Shir there for a certain period of time. And he would daven in the shul I daven in. And he every time he daven mincha, I saw my own eyes. He took the towels, he put it over his head, he made bracha, did the whole thing. And that's it. He made a bracha. And there are people that do this. However, many people do not do this. Ruba de ruba, they don't. Why not? The answer is because you're not wearing the talis when you daven for the amud because you need to wear it. You're wearing the talis. Kavarat tzibur. It's kavarat tzibur. When you're not wearing a l'shem mitzvah, you're wearing a l'shem kavarat tzibur, you don't make a bracha. Right? The
uniform.
It used to be traditionally, some even do this, that when they make a drasha, when you speak barabim, you put on a talis. You see in Eretz Yisrael, when Rav Nathan Sweet Sfinkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was nifter, so they had pictures in all the papers of the Hespedim. So you saw the picture in the Hespedim, you notice all the Maspedim were wearing a talisos. Why are they wearing talisos? And then when they inaugurated his son, as the new Rosh Yeshiva, they had when he came in to give the inaugural address, he was wearing a talus. What are you wearing a talus? Not davening. I think Rav Leizer Ginsberg in Flatbush, I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I heard here in Flatbush, he's a talus from the mirror. So when he speaks, and his shul, he gives a Shabbos, Shuvah Josh, Shabbos, Hagel Josh, he wears a talus. Because it used to be traditionally, this is a minhag, that when you speak Berabim, L'chavad HaTzibur, you wear the rabbinical garb. And the rabbinical garb is a talus. You're not wearing the talus l'shem mitzvahs tzitzis. You're wearing it l'shem kovod hatzibur. Not l'shem kovod hatzibur. So you put on the talus, but it's not a talus show. It's not the geder mitzvah. When you dive in for the amud, are you wearing the talus midin talus show mitzvah? Or are you wearing the talus midin kovod hatzibur? Like when you would make a drasha in ancient times, the ancient rabbanim from the pre-war, going back when they gave the Shabbos, they only spoke twice a year, rabbanim. Today rabbanim took every Shabbos. Some speak three times on Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos. What if the rabbanim from pre-war Europe would see what they would say with the chalash? Three times on Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos shudas. How could you do this? They only spoke twice a year. Twice a year. Shabbos shuva and Shabbos agadah. That was it. What did the Rav do? He answered Shabbos and chickens. And he was in charge of the mikvah, charge of kashrus. It's public speaking. That was not rabbanis. Okay, when the government, when they had an event, a certain public event, an official, the governor came to town, so the Rav would speak with representative, but as far as preaching to the tzibur, that wasn't part of the rabbanis. Today, rabbanis is all about social services. Not it depends. Some rabbanim, they don't. Everyone is different. You can't generalize. Every rabbanis has his own needs, and every rab makes his own rabbanis. So, but it's today, it's very much understood that one of the main functions of the rab is to speak a lot. So I guess it's too much of a tircha to put on a talus every time. You don't wear a talus. But in ancient times, when it was a big deal to speak only twice a year, you wore a talus. When you daven for the yom, that's the chakira. When you put on a talus for Gagba Galila, if your shul puts on a talus, that's the issue. Is it kavod hatzibur? Is it talus shal mitzvah? We bederech klal hold it's kavod hatzibur. Kavod hatzibur, we don't make a bracha. So that's why you're not going to see, if you have a suffix, better don't make a bracha. If less, you're really into it. And your minog. Now, one thing we'll talk about is folding the talus.
Can I ask one thing? If you borrow a talus from another person,
you don't make a bracha.
Also,
unless he gives it to you. Let's say that you borrow the talus like for shachars. If you borrow a talus, some to daven mincha, you still don't make a bracha. Like, otherwise, you're in shul. There's no talus for mincha. Can I borrow your talus? You definitely make a bracha because that's a talus shula. But let's say it's shachars. You're putting on your talus. You're borrowing someone's talus and tefillin, right? You're putting on your talus. You're putting on talus and tefillin in the morning, l'shem mitzvah. You're not putting on l'shem kavanat tzibur. You're putting on to be yotze.
But when the shleich tzibur goes up for Shabbos, so they say, honor us, hear me out, you honor us with davening. But he's also fulfilling the mitzvah of davening.
But that's davening, that's not a talus.
I know, but he puts on the talus.
Talus has nothing to do with davening. There's a thing of wearing a talus, and there's a thing called davening. They don't do with each other.
No, your example before, please honor us and walk
down,
right? So he's honoring them. But at the same time, he's doing the mitzvah of davening. So they put it on. He make a bracha.
No, you don't make a... No, that's what we just said. Why is he wearing a talus? If he views this...
If it's for shachris.
Not only that, it doesn't make a difference, shachris and mincha. If he's putting on the talus, now is an opportunity for me to make the mitzvah of talus.
Put on a talus without davening.
Rav Scheinrich used to wear the whole day a talus. Rav Scheinrich zech tzach the bracha. We wear the whole day a talus. He wants the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You wear the mitzvah. You put on the mitzvah. But I'm not putting on the talus l'shem mitzvah. I have my talus gotten. I already put on my talus on for shachris. Enough! I did it already. Been there, done it. So why are you putting on a talus for mincha? That's the way we do things. It doesn't look right. The one who, people should.
About shachris, though.
Doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Even though you're going mamish to minchaim davening also at the same.
What does davening have to do with the talus? It's the same thing. There's no different shachris and mincha. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, now folding the talus. There was a minhag.
What's the answer to that? You didn't get the answer. Maybe somebody loans you a talus and tefillin.
To daven in the morning? Yes, because it's self-understood. They're giving it to you to be mekayim the mitzvah of talus and tefillin. Because when you daven shachris in the morning, for at least for yourself, and even if you davening for the amud, when you daven shachris in the morning, you're putting on a talis, l'shem mitzvah's talis. That's clear.
So again, you're asking daven b'tzivu.
Yeah.
You come in, you haven't davened.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going to do. Somebody says, could you be mechaber us with tefillah? He says, well, I don't have a talis. Oh, here's a talis. You make a
bracha. Do you normally wear a talis?
Do you normally wear a talis?
What?
Do you normally wear a talis?
Yeah, the guy's married.
So, you come to shul, they don't have a talis, right? Very common. People look at their guests. They go to a simcha, and they forgot to bring their talis. Or they come. So the shul have available extra talisos for the guests. Do they make a bracha? Absolutely. Why they make a bracha? Because normally they make a bracha. They're wearing the talis during davening, l'shem mitzvah's talis, not l'shem mitzvah's davening, and not for covered, because if it happened, you're also going to daven for the omelet, so what? But I normally wear a talis now, l'shem mitzvah's talis. I don't have my talis. I need someone to lend me a talis. I don't want them just to lend me the talis. I want them to give me the talis for the 2 hours that I need it. I should be mine. So of course you make a bracha. But let's say it's mincha time. And mincha time, the yechidim don't wear a talis. And you're just wearing it because the shatz wears a talis, because it should look good for the shul, that the shatz wearing a talis. Do you make a bracha? There are different customs. Some do, some don't. If you're taking it as an opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah, and the shul is allowing you to take the talis, l'shem talis, you make a bracha. If the shul is not giving it to you, l'shem for a mitzvah, the shul, but if you're just doing l'kavod tzibu, even if the shul will be willing to give it to you, but I'm only wearing l'kavod tzibu, which appears to be, I would say, the vast majority. That's what it appears to be from what I've seen. I've not been that all over many places, but that's what it appears to be. That Aruba, people do not make a bracha because it's only the shame of covered tzibur. You don't make a bracha. Okay, very quickly, folding the talis. Yep.
Answer. We have, you make a bracha, you come Yom Kippur, shul.
Yeah.
In the morning, you make a bracha. You have a 2-hour break.
Make another bracha. Hefsek.
Yes.
Hefsek. If you make it. Yes, if you have a hefsek, you have to make another bracha. Right, go to the Beis Akise, and you take off your talis. So if it's for gedolim, I think there's a difference. Katan, what? What do you?
Is it an afgemina if you have mzina to put your talis back on when you come back?
If you go into a mokum where you're not allowed to wear a talis,
yes, you take it off, but you know,
like tefillin. So that's by tefillin. I don't know the answer. So tefillin, I'll tell you as follows. I don't know when it comes to talis. You have to be right. Till you're not allowed to wear tefillin when a person goes to this base. There are two types of Beis Akise, Ketanim and Gedolim. Everyone understands the terminology. If a Me'ikar Hadin, no one would ever dare do this, okay? But Me'ikar Hadin, a person can wear his tefillin when he goes Leketanim, Me'ikar Hadin. But you're not allowed to wear tefillin, Me'ikar Hadin, when a person goes to Beis Akise for Gedolim. You're not allowed to. So the person goes to the Beis Akise L'Ketanim, and you have in mind, I'm only taking it off for 2 minutes, and I'm putting you right back on after Ketanim, then you do not make a bracha. But if you're going to the Beis Akise for Gedolim, even though I'm having in mind I'll be back in 2 minutes, it doesn't make a difference. You must make a new bracha, because you've entered a zone, you've entered a period of time where you're alpi halacha, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Now, talis is not necessarily true. Talis, I don't think there's any prohibition of wearing a talis b'shas gedolim, as far as I know. There's no prohibition. What Mikra did. But in our minds, look at Shol. What do you want? It's a pasuk. Shol was covered in the Beis Akise, and he was covered with the talis, and David came and cut the corner. It's Mamish Shmuel. Shol was Tznius. He covered himself. And that's when David was able to come, and David could have killed him, but instead, what did David do? David went and cut the corner of his garment, cut off his tzitzis. And David had charata, so you see that Shaul was wearing a talis when he was in the Beis Akise. Yeah?
I remember years ago, Achoshim Arav was in America for Shabbos. I saw him in the Beis Akise, Ketanim, and he was wearing his talis.
His talis. Talis. He didn't want to get into the Shiloh.
I remember where it was, who it was, like.
Okay, it's not a kasha. This is a new thing in America. Today, it's such a mishigas.
The
that people, and this is absurd.
Even the guard, he does.
The guard to what? He will take off.
Yeah.
It's a beggar shal mitzvah.
I was talking
okay.
about the sun.
But this is absurd. You know what people do?
Use for tefillah.
That's right.
They take off their hat. They take off their hat when they go to the Beis Hakhi Seder.
Once,
where I work, they take off.
It's absurd.
No, they take off hats.
Yes.
And certainly Shabbos Shtreimel. They take
anything that
a Shtreimel they take off?
Anything that they wear for tefillah. For tefillah. That it says yes, by Yom Kippur that you should take off your kittel when you go to the bathroom.
That's a shiloh. That's a big shiloh. Who says take off the kittel?
Yes. I've read it because that's because people wear a dafka for tefillah.
Yeah.
That they should take it off.
Okay, this is Shiloh. Different chiluk ideas. So that kittel and taking off your hat, now hat, that's already an extreme. I've seen people...
Because a hat you wear in the street.
Yeah. A shtreimel, I don't know, I could hear maybe more.
Even not to wear in the street.
I could hear that a little bit more. But a hat? There are people that do this. This is done. This is extreme. All right, really out of time, but so let me. No, we're gonna do. I'll do this tomorrow. We'll do the part four tomorrow with the folding talus. I have some really good stuff. I want to do it the right way, and it's ready to almost live with us. So we'll do the folding tomorrow.